Good morning. Wake up. You're on iMornings.
With Corradula.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
Breakfast rolls. Look at that. Get it into you. Thursday on the show, we had a lot of fun. We were looking at a lot of things EP because a lot of people are heading to Electric Picnic today. You can pay a little bit extra to get into the campsites early over Thursday, which is nice.
Oh, and you can also pay to get into one of the hot tubs.
I know.
I hope they're indoors though.
The hot tubs?
Yeah.
Why would the hot tubs be indoors? They'd be outdoors.
Oh, it's going to be lashing rain then.
You're in water.
I know, but your head will be all wet. I wouldn't like to go into a hot tub in the rain.
Do you understand? Hot tub, you're getting into water and you do get wet.
Yeah, but like if it's rain, it would just be a strange experience to be submerged in a really warm hot tub and then have cold water dripping on your head. I don't know, maybe it might be...
Have you ever been in a hot tub?
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's something we should explore.
It's 100%.
We should get an iRadio hot tub, whack it out in the car park there, and you can live your best life.
Magnificent.
We were talking as well about a guy who dumped his girlfriend for a bizarre reason.
And, you know the way sometimes relationships don't go according to plan. You mightn't see eye to eye. You might have a reason to just not continue with the relation, especially if you're in a new relationship with somebody maybe for 6 months and you're just trying to figure stuff out.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe it's the way they chew their food with their mouth open. Maybe it's the way they hold a knife and fork like some sort of gorilla. Do you know what I mean? The wrong way. Do you know, like all fists and, you know.
Things like that wouldn't really bother me.
No way. Well, there's a, this guy's, he's 26. He's gone viral after he revealed why he ended his 6 month relationship because of his girlfriend's beliefs. And those beliefs were, she doesn't think dinosaurs existed. She thinks it's all made up and that the planet Earth is only 6,000 years old. There you go. Dismissed all history, all archaeology, all science, all everything. She's like, no, dinosaurs never existed. That's all made up. They're not real.
And is your man like a big fan of Jurassic Park or something?
No,
is that why he went to give her the flick?
No, I think he's just a believer in actual fact and evolution and everything like that.
Yeah, I suppose that is, beliefs are kind of an important part of a relationship.
Yeah.
Like they could be arguing over a T-Rex.
But yeah, you could rather go to the museum and there's a T-Rex fossil there and it's like, we've nicknamed him Trevor. He was a T-Rex and he was found in North Dakota. And this annual was like, oh yeah, sure. Oh yeah, go on. Tell us why T-Rexes are always angry. Why are they always angry? Because they've got little arms and an itchy arms.
You're on iMornings.
With Corradula.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
I still can't believe you've never been in a hot tub.
No, never.
Have you been to a gym, like a spa or anything like that?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
And you've never gone...
Oh, I have been in a... Well, it's not a hot tub, but maybe it was, in a spa.
Yeah.
It was outdoors.
Go on.
And it was hot.
All right, yeah, here we go, yeah.
And there was loads of...
Was it bubbling?
Yeah,
okay,
it bubbled for a while.
You've been in a hot tub.
Okay, yeah, I have. God, they're amazing. But it did start to rain. It was October when we were in one.
Yeah.
And it started to rain, so we left when it started to rain.
Some of the nicest times in a hot tub is when it's freezing cold outside and it's just lovely. I remember we were visiting my sister in the States and we're there in November. We're there for Thanksgiving. Oh my God, it was amazing. And they don't have it anymore. They got rid of it because the maintenance on a hot tub is just absolutely crazy. But they did have a hot tub out in their deck. And we were out there and it was snowing and we're sitting in the hot tub and it was absolutely magical.
Oh, wow.
Drinks in hand.
Okay, all right.
There was one moment where I don't know what drink I had. It was fancy looking. There were straws and everything in it. And I stood up and I was like, cheers, everyone. And I slipped right down. Of course, I saved the drink. It was still above water. I was like, yeah.
Did you hurt your bum, though?
No, it was grand.
It was grand.
It's all water. It's grand.
Yeah, okay.
I splashed. I was having a hot tub bath.
Yeah, big hot tub fan then.
What do you reckon our survey was saying this morning? Let's have a listen.
What's going on in our survey this morning, Donal Scally?
Survey says 30% of people will leave home today with this and not use it.
30%,
yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna guess what I always leave the home with, and I'm just gonna start bringing it with me because I never use it, and now it's just a pain to have it, and it's always in the way, and it's an inconvenience, and that's leaving the house with a wallet.
What?
Ah, yeah, use
what
your
am
phone
I doing with it? Yeah, everything's on my phone.
Tap.
Yeah, or
yeah,
on,
but
on my
if
watch.
Your phone went dead.
Does I have it on my watch?
Oh, fancy pants. Huh? I quite like having a wallet.
Yeah,
you've got a lot of bags.
It's huge.
Yeah, it is. It's quite funky. Look.
It's a wedge full of receipts.
Yeah.
that looks like a pencil case.
That
bigger than my pencil case I had in school. Why is your wallet so big?
I don't know. Like, it's just crud.
It really is crud.
Crud and,
go on.
A scratch card. I won €2 on that. I need to put that in. Yeah, I need to empty that out.
Jesus, she's an unclaimed scratch card. You know she's on a different tax bracket. This
Oh, yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not wallet, no.
It's
no.
not.
No, good guess, though.
Oh,
no.
Thanks very much. What do you say, Nuna?
Is it hand sanitizer?
Oh, yeah.
Now, I bring it, but I always use the ones that are in here just to save on my own one. And my own one is nicer. Mine has like lavender in it and stuff. So essential oils. Fancy.
As I said, different tax bracket.
Oh, yeah, different tax bracket.
Walks around with a bottle of her own hand sanny.
It's not hand sanny, no.
All right.
Fortunately, no.
Let's get some guesses in from everyone else. So 087-1102-107. That's our WhatsApp if you want to send us a WhatsApp voice note.
30% of people will leave home with this today and not use it. But what is it?
Not a rain of Sligo.
I do, yeah.
Not a rain of Sligo.
Yeah, I do.
She says painkillers.
Oh, yeah. I've always got painkillers in the bag. You both do as well.
Yeah, always. Yeah.
Don't always need them. Just but if case. Someone needs them, I've got them for them.
You're not meant to be giving other people your unprescribed medicine stone.
Yeah, I'm not a... Safe, I've not passed safety, the exam. But
safety
yeah.
strikes again.
It's not painkillers, no?
No, it's not. Good guess, though.
What's Larry saying?
Morning, lads. Just wondering, is it work ethic or common sense? Seems to be lacking.
Okay, people forgetting to use their work ethic and common sense.
Good guesses, Larry. I agree.
It's
not the
be
answers.
It. Gotta
no,
be it.
No.
Okay. All right, so let's get some more guesses in on 087-1102-107. Is the answer more obvious than we think?
It is, yes.
Oh, okay, that might help. All right, here's the question.
According to a study, survey says 30% of people will leave home with this today and not use it. What is it?
087-1102-107, what you reckon it is? Our survey says...
30% of people will leave home with this today and not use it. What is it?
All right, loads of guesses coming in.
Hi, Camilla here from Galway. Is the answer umbrella?
Is it umbrella from Camilla in Galway?
Oh, yes, it's a good guess. It's not the answer. No,
you'll be using it in Galway, Camilla. It's one of the counties that has a weather warning for today.
Why are you threatening Galway with all that
I'm
rain?
Not threatening. And it's Med Aaron here doing the threatening.
Yeah, but you said it now it's going to happen.
Well, yeah.
Boo! Or as you say, boring.
Boring.
It's like there with you, but it's lashing it down here, so I'd say...
don't do it, Ricky.
30% of people will bring an umbrella with them.
No, we've all just learned that it's not an umbrella, Ricky. Come on, what else?
You know what else I would bring?
What?
The reusable shopping bags.
Reusable shopping bags, yeah.
Like, I don't know how many of them I throw into the car and they end up still walking into the shop and buying a bag.
Ah, no.
Yeah, I do the exact same.
I used to do that.
I got it.
I'm so cross with myself
for never bringing them.
No, for bringing them in the car and then just
and then
getting
a new one
shop.
When you're inside. Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
always have them in the back of my bag. Here, I've got one.
Oh, in your bag. That's probably a better way of doing it. Yeah,
two, three.
Yeah, it's not the answer.
I said this fella wouldn't be caught out for the price of a plastic bag.
Yeah,
huh?
That is true.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
They're not getting his money.
Stupid money, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's get one more.
A packed lunch.
Oh yeah, are you using?
Why wouldn't you use a packed lunch?
I have brought packed lunches and forgotten to use it.
Yeah, some people bring packed lunch and then buy food out because they like the look of that better.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, anybody left food in the fridge here yesterday? It's probably spoiled because the fridge door was left open all night.
Oh,
well done, nighttime staff.
No, there's no right answer. So the answer is 30% of people will leave home with the gym bag, gym clothes, and they won't bother going to the gym. They won't use them.
Oh yeah, guilty. Very guilty. How's your gym working out?
How's my gym working out?
Yeah.
I need to go back again and sign up again. Oh. I haven't been in a while. I don't have time. I'm a busy mum and twins. Trying to find the time.
You're going to answer it like that.
Well, I'm trying to find the time.
We'll play Rhymes on the way if you want to have a go winning what's in Nuna's drawers. The content contents of her drawers will be ruffled and rummaged through at the end of the week. You never know what's in there. 0871 102 107.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much are you loving our new game, Rhyme It?
It's the best,
isn't it?
It's so much fun.
Isn't
I look
it?
Forward to it every morning. I actually look forward to it more when you play with me first.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know you can't win anything.
I know.
We're actually taking
You're
the prizes.
You're taking stuff out of my drawers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait to find out who's going to win because the top score to beat is 7.
It's
Larry. So we'll
It's Larry and Emma.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
tied.
That's right. Yeah. If you miss it this morning, here it is.
Rhyme it, just a little bit. No, all of it.
Rhyme It is where you could win the contents of Una's drawer. And basically, where we go in there, we have a rummage around to see what's in there. There could be chocolate bars.
There's always loads of goodies in there.
Just random things as well, which is what I like. Playing this morning for Rhyme It in Donegal. Good morning, Emma.
Hi, Em.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, all good.
Emma, you are working in a job that I think we're all very jealous of. You are a zookeeper.
Yeah.
Oh, tell us all about it. Come on, we want to...
Do you know what? It's one of the best jobs. I worked in a crash beforehand and I said I would take fighting monkeys all day long over kids.
It's probably very similar, isn't it? Yeah. What is it? Tropical World in Letterkenny is where you work, is it?
Yeah.
We were having a look at the website. There's a fox there with ears that don't look like it should belong to the fox.
What's it looks
that?
Like Dumbo ears.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, gorgeous.
And the wee fennec foxes. The pygmy marmosets are definitely the cutest.
The pygmy marmosets?
Yeah. They'd be up on like my shoulder, pulling my earrings, like in behind my glasses and stuff.
Oh, they're so cute. And there's this beautiful white squirrel with a long tail that's like a feather duster.
Yeah, Stuart, yeah. Oh, they're so, I'm telling you, it's like, sometimes I work at them in there and I'm like, am I late? Is this my job?
I know, you're so lucky. Like I absolutely love prairie dogs, and when I saw the pictures of prairie dogs, I'm like, oh my god, what else is cute in there? Just like, I would. How did you become a zookeeper? How do you do it? I need to become one. I'm giving up radio. Because like, I work with animals on a daily basis anyway, you know.
You better be talking about your children and not me.
No. Kabir, have you heard Rhyme It? Do you know how it works?
Oh, yeah. I play along in the morning.
Oh, very good. How have you been getting on?
Hi, Grant. I'm usually quite good at it, but stop with the hard one. You go, Vina.
It was, wasn't it? Thanks, Em. It was, yeah.
Yeah, Larry's got his score of 7. He got that on Tuesday. Jared yesterday, he fell flat at the post. he got very confused with actually rhyming the words.
That's right, yeah, yes.
He only got 4 yesterday. So, listen, we're going to give you 30 seconds, and your word that you have to rhyme with today is...
Bags.
All right, you ready for your 30 seconds?
Yeah.
You take these off clothes you've bought.
Tag.
Another word for jokes.
Gag.
A dog's tail does this when it's happy.
Why?
When marrying, it's the opposite of hens.
What?
When marrying, it's the opposite of hens.
Eggs.
Old bits of cloth you might dust with.
Rag.
If a meeting goes on for too long, it...
Drag.
You put these on your car with your county colours on.
Flag.
When your computer is running...
Time is up.
Time is up.
We've a tie. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I reckon you would have got 8 only for you stumbled on one of the moon.
Did I?
Yeah, it was the when you're marrying the opposite of hens.
I did not stumble on that. Don't blame me.
Did she stumble?
A tiny bit. Yeah. It was a tiny
stumble. No, it wasn't
stumble.
On that one. Yeah. And it was on a dog tails because it's written incorrectly. It's a dog's tails. It should be a dog's tail. So that's what I stumbled on. Meanies. So don't blame me, Emma. I'm so sorry if it was written correctly.
Did stumble.
No, I just stumbled because it wasn't written correctly. So I'm not taking the blame for that one. But
you got 7, so you're tied. So unless somebody beats 7 tomorrow, it's tied between yourself and Larry. What we'll do, it's literally a coin toss to see who actually wins it, all right? Emma, you're absolute legend. Thank you so much. Were you happy with that?
Buzzing, yeah.
Yay.
Excellent. Nice one.
I'm sorry they felt the need to blame me. And I feel really bad now. But you know, I'm rooting for you.
Emma's already
your
put
side
it up
girl.
In her stories saying, I can't believe this.
Yeah.
Stumbling all over the questions that Donald wrote. Donald, hashtag Donald. Blame Donald. All right.
Why
thanks,
not?
Emma. Tell all the animals we said hi this morning, okay?
Oh, well,
too.
Thanks so much.
Big love, and bye.
Send pictures, please.
You're on iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolled. All the crack crammed into one bite.
Another fun game that we love to play on the show every Thursday, because we got rid of Tone Deaf, because it just got to a stage where just like you were singing on the radio. It was just...
You know, people are up in arms over that, by the way.
I have not seen anybody giving it.
We put it to the vote out there.
That was a while ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago, but people were like, please keep Tone Deaf. She's so bad. It's so hilarious.
Yeah, but when the people who have offices, their own actual office space, like and not just sitting out on the floor, say, yous aren't doing it anymore. We're not doing it anymore. The boss has said no, Una.
Aw, the boss just did. He needs to hear more of me, and then, like, you know, my singing will eventually grow on him.
You reckon?
Yeah. The bog down in the valley, yo.
Do you know what? In all the years I've known you, it's never grown on me.
Lies.
Yeah,
you love it when I sing the bog down in the valley, yo.
Especially on a night out.
The tree in the bog, and the bog in the tree, and a hole in the bog, and the bog in the branch, and the bog down in the valley, yo.
Everyone's trying to go to bed on a night out and a party, and you might be in the residence lounge in a hotel, and Una goes, just one more song. And we're like, go on, so.
Yeah.
And the bog down in the valley, yo, comes on. And you're just like, oh, God.
It's a belter, man.
Especially when you do the extended version of it.
You.
You should do your own version of it and then release it as a song.
Oh, yeah, but what'll I do it about?
And Anthony, you like Una.
Okay, that's a challenge now that I am willing to accept.
Yeah, cool. So we replaced Tone Deaf with Read My Lips, which is also a mad form.
I am absolutely living for this moment, and I have been since last week, because I actually couldn't see because I was crying with laughter too, trying to figure out what I was saying with my mouth.
Yeah. It's rather small, isn't it?
Have you got the noise cancelling headphones? I'm going to be saying words. I'm going to say a full sentence, but you're going to have noise cancelling headphones on, and white noise is going to be playing in there, just so that you can't hear a single word that I'm saying.
Yeah.
And you have to read my lips. All right.
I do.
And it might help if you sat up a bit and put up your chair so you can actually see me lips.
I can see. It's not my fault. They're little.
I did.
On the thin side. But that's lovely. They're beautiful. I really like them. They're plump. They're the plumpest lips I've ever seen.
All right, Donald Trump.
Okay.
Backpedaling
there.
Do I need to go to Mayo to get some collagen to pop them in there?
Is that where the collagen is made?
Isn't all the lip plumper and stuff.
You don't need it. Look, you just need to open your mouth more and enunciate your words. Okay.
Says the one who tells me to shut up all the time.
Never.
Okay. Are you ready for this?
All right.
All right. So I will give you the thumbs up when I'm ready to go. All right. So she got white noise there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, now I do.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can hear me.
No, I can't hear you.
Then how come she can answer me? Can you hear me?
I know you're mouthing, can you hear me? So I'm saying...
Okay.
No. Go on.
Ready to go.
Ready.
Okay. Win or lose...
With onions.
You played...
You pick...
Terribly.
Tootie.
Win or lose...
With onions.
You played terribly.
You played oh.
Take them off. Win or lose, you played terribly as well. What it was?
Oh, right.
Yeah,
okay.
But I like the with onions. All right, let's do one more. Okay, let's do one more. I bought a stronger knocker for the front.
Will you slow down? For the love of God.
I bought.
I put.
A. Stronger.
Stripper.
Knocker.
Thong.
For.
The.
Front.
First time.
There we go. Take those headphones off. I bought a stronger knocker for the front. Not I bought a stripper's thong for the front first time.
Close.
We're just going to do one here. Here we go. All right. Your bush.
You bush?
Is growing.
What?
Is growing.
I'm not saying that.
Say what? Right again.
Start again.
Your bush.
Your bush?
Is
really
growing.
Growing. Stop.
On to.
On
to.
on the shoe.
My.
By.
Property.
Tropical.
Let's try again. Your bush.
Your bush.
Is.
Is.
Growing.
Growing.
Onto.
On you.
Onto.
On the shoe.
On to.
Toorloo.
My.
Back.
Property.
Proper.
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 Tea.
Tea.
Property.
Property.
Yes.
Yeah. Your bush is growing back on your property.
Close. Your bush is... Here, take them off. Your bush is growing onto my property.
Oh.
I'd love to know what you thought I said. Were you just like, I can't say that?
Oh, I can't say that.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
It just gets crazy when I want to know what you thought what I said when you wouldn't say it on air.
I can't remember, but
oh,
it was,
sure.
It was dirty. You were being bold on the radio.
No, I wasn't.
I wasn't going to repeat in your filth, Stephen Cooper.
I didn't.
You did, you dirt bird. You're in the gutter. You're always in the gutter.
Your mind is always in the gutter.
Yeah, but I'm looking at the stars.
Oh, my God. I got to love your outlook on life. Truth or trash, you ready for it?
Yep.
Truth or trash, it's a game where we play.
I didn't put much of an effort into today's Truth or Trash made up song bit, but that's fine.
Yeah, it was poor.
It was the weather that put me off. Looking out there and it's very miserable.
It is a miserable day.
But on the upside, I get to use my new raincoat that I bought.
I noticed that. It's lovely.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
I bought that when I went to go up Crowpatrick because it looked like it was going to rain. Do you remember the mountain that you didn't climb?
Oh my God. What are you ever going to let me forget that?
But get this. How long ago was that? That was All Ireland final.
It was a month ago. It was the 27th of July.
Haven't needed to use a rain jacket until now.
Well, that's good.
Not great for the ground, but anyway.
Yeah, we need to get the Child of Prague out tonight for
EP.
Everyone heading to EP. Mm. That the weather will change.
It will, hopefully. We'll come back to that in a bit, though, because we're going to be talking to Deirdre from Lindsay Holmes Publicity about Electric Picnic as everybody heads down. Donald, have you got a fact for us?
I do, yes.
Okay.
My fact today, palaidophobia is the fear of bald people.
What's it called?
Palaido, like what you play with. Palaidophobia.
Palaidophobia?
Yeah. Yeah. They're not that scary, but
fear,
you know, some people have
bald people.
The fear of them.
Well, yeah. Why would you be fear? Is it the shininess?
You could be blinded. Yeah, maybe.
Could be the testosterone-iness.
Testosterone-iness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I could say that's true.
I don't know. I just said, because I don't know, because you've pronounced it Palaidophobia, it sounds made up. So I'm saying trash. Una's saying
true.
Lock it in, Una.
It is true. Yes.
Damn it.
It's Palaid. Yeah, palaidophobia. Yeah.
Palaidophobia.
Sorry,
Oh, I've heard of that. That is the fear.
Don't even go there.
Palaidophobia.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, all right.
So
well,
his pronunciation threw you off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. My turn.
Go for it.
Speaking of Electric Picnic, the entrance at Electric Picnic, you know, the kind of when you go in, you get your wristband and all that, and these plastic pads that you stand on so you don't get all mucky and stuff. Well, there's little generators underneath them that actually generate the electricity as you walk over them for the little lights at the entrance, so they're not in the dark when people are arriving a little bit later.
Do they have power anyway?
No, it's literally, well...
Solar-powered.
There is a solar panel at the top nighttime.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to say that's true.
Okay, you locked it in? All right.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, I made it up. Just made it up now. Just made it up right now.
Just right now.
Yeah, now it could exist. I don't know.
You made that up.
You've done
Una.
You could have made it a bit sexier if you were making it up, like...
Well, that's the thing. You make it too sexy.
I don't.
Yeah, you do. Don't you dare tell us that when something's not sexy. If we think something's... This has gone weird.
Your fact wasn't sexy. Right, my turn. Speaking of electric picnic, at electric picnic in 2009,
yeah,
the Gardaí had to make an announcement telling people to stop trying to charge their crystals because of all the collective energy they were admitting and receiving. It interfered with the sound system so much that MGMT had to stop their set that year. But it did provide the inspiration for their song Electric Feel.
I was pretty sure that was about a slithery creature in the water called an electric eel.
No, it's Electric Feel, and it's inspired because of the crystal charging at Electric Picnic in 09. And
the crystal charge stopped the speakers from working.
Yeah, it interfered with them massively because of all of the energy collectively together, because so many people, like you say, 80,000 people bring their crystals to be charged.
That's fake.
The energy is going to be
all over
the place.
All the years that I've worked in nightclubs and events and, you know,
people don't bring their crystals.
Sound systems. And I remember you. Remember, Dion, actually, remember there was that, the expo that I did, was the Crystal Expo.
You never did a Crystal Expo, a lie.
There was no
one would invite you.
Yeah, yeah.
To do a Crystal Expo.
No one would invite you.
No. Because you don't like crystals.
I love a crystal.
Do you? You don't believe in them. You told me they're hocus pocus, and then I'm away with the fairies.
I told you that. Did you? Yeah. You said it as well, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, they're...
No.
What you're saying is trash. Even though I've given you proof with the MGMT and Electric Feel.
Even though you've made up proof, yeah.
It's not made up. That's an actual song. MGMT, there in 2009. Yeah. You haven't even done your research.
On your facts.
On my facts, yeah. MGMT were there in 2009 and they had to stop.
Okay, except that song was written in 2008, so...
Oh, yeah. There's that. So it might have made it up.
Oh, well, there's a surprise.
At least it was sexy.
Don't you?
At least it was sexy.
It genuinely was pretty sexy.
Yeah.
Right. So is that truth or trash? That's just what it is now.
That is just what it is.
I like it. It's one of my favourite things.
It's like an open mic. It's good.
Yeah.
That poo crazy.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
When it comes to truth or trash and you coming up with your facts, whether it be truth or trash, and I still have to yet get a truth fact from you.
I gave a truth fact back in January.
And then you accused me of hating crystals.
You do hate crystals.
Why do I hate crystals?
You hate the crystal community.
I don't.
You do. You're all slagging them. Oh, crystals, boo. Charge them, clean them. They're a load of nonsense.
Tell me, have you ever been affected by a crystal?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, fine.
I have been affected by a crystal. One night I was having a really, really, really bad night. I was on my own in the house and I had just bought a crystal that day or the couple of days before. And anyway, I started to get these waves of just feeling really calm and peaceful. I was like, what is going on? This is crazy. And I looked down and I was like, oh, wow, that's the crystal I got, white quartz.
Was it glowing?
King ding of the crystals. No, but the next morning when I got up and went downstairs, I found it and it was all black in it. So it had taken my energy, the bad energy out of me.
So there's a ghost in your white crystal?
There's not a ghost, no. It's just the energy.
There you go. I think you should do your own podcast about crystals.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. I will.
Yeah, in your own time. we were speaking all things Electric Picnic and we got to chat with Deirdre Cooks, who does the PR for EP for Lindsay Holmes PR.
The music is going to be banging out the big speakers in Electric Picnic all this weekend, and on Saturday actually at the Electric Arena between 7:30 and 8:30 is where you will see Jazzy perform. She's on just after King Kong Company and the Kooks, and then Ewan McVicker is closing out. That is going to be absolutely lit on Saturday night. A lot of contenders on the Electric Picnic lineup, and I reckon by using the app you're going to be able to see which of the acts that you want to see. You get notifications and everything like that. But what about all the other things that are happening at Electric Picnic? Una, I caught up with Lindsay Holmes Publicity, the director, Deirdre Cooks, to fill us in on all things Electric Picnic. Is there any kind of additions that have been new to the festival that we can expect this year?
Yes, we've got a brand new stage this year, and it's a piano in the Cree area. It's standing on its own. It's going to be called Electric Keys, you know, so anybody in the country who is a pianist could apply to play. We've already picked the pianist who can play, but when they're not playing, anybody, if you fancy yourself, you know, to have a little tinkle on the ivory, you can come along and play. And it's in the Cree area, and it's on a stage. It's beautifully set out, and we're also hoping that possibly you might have some of our lineup throughout the weekend coming along. So you never know who's going to turn up on that piano.
That's
so if you're
I
in the Cree
thinking,
area,
yeah.
So there's going to be some special guests playing there over the weekend.
Oh my God. I can picture now because one of the acts is so used to from when they started their career of playing keys, playing in parks and stuff like that, and even debuted Pink Pony Club like 6 years before it came out. I'm saying that Chaparral is going to do what she's got to do. What if my phone goes dead? Can I charge my phone anywhere? Is it easy enough to access phone chargers?
Yeah, there's loads of spots around the site where you can charge your phone. So three have charging spots there in the Late Night Arena, Jimi Hendrix and Samuel Beckett campsite. So, I mean, you'll be fine. There's loads of spots, so don't worry. You'll be able to do all your reels for Instagram.
Excellent, because that's so important if you don't get those stories up. How is the weather looking for the weekend?
Looking better for Friday, but look, it's like any Irish summer. You're going to have a shower and then the sun comes out, a shower and the sun comes out. So bring plenty of black sacks, I think, to just put clothes in to keep them dry. Ziploc bag for your friends, for your phone, for any of your chargers, things like that. And just be prepared because you know yourself. I mean, the shower will come with the rain really, really heavy for half an hour and then the sun comes out. So you just want to have clothing for all weathers.
There is a big thing that is a big trend with especially young people, and the place is going to be flooded with so many young people for the weekend, and their kind of new going out is hot tubs. Is there a hot tub area and sauna area?
There absolutely is. So Cree has all the hot tubs and you can book online. So I mean, there's a few spots still available, but yeah, I mean, that's a huge wellness area within the Cree area, and you can just go along and book them online. So do it now before it's all gone.
You know the way at Glastonbury where they have like a surprise act and they'll put up a name or anything like that. Is there anything that you might have up your sleeve that there might be an unannounced
act? There's definitely lots of unannounced, yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah, there is. So we have Noel Hogan and Mike Hogan from the Cranberries. They're going to be performing with the RTÉ Concert Orchestra, and this is their first performance in 8 years.
Wow.
So they're going to have a guest vocalist, which we haven't announced yet. Start guessing now. And there's always loads of secret gigs across the weekend, so the app will alert you to whoever's playing. I know Jerry Fish has got a secret act, and there's always a secret act in like the likes of Salty Dog and that, but there's definitely people we haven't announced. So just the app is really, really good. If you haven't downloaded the app, download it now, because it's a font of knowledge.
Okay. Who are you looking forward to seeing?
Top Boy Slim.
Oh yeah. Oh, he does such an amazing show. Yeah. Oh, he's so full
Saturday
of it.
Saturday night. Yeah. It's going to be brilliant.
I'm so jealous now.
So there you go. That's how it's looking. So prepare yourselves weather-wise. There will be battery charges if you want to book a sauna. Get online now. Get the app so you can make sure that you don't miss your favourite act. Thank you very much to Deirdre Cooks from Lindsay Holmes PR, All Things EP.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Very jealous of everybody heading off to Electric Picnic this weekend. I would love to be going. But I'm a busy man, Una. I'm DJing all weekend. I don't have time to go. I'd love to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a busy mum of twins.
You'd bring them.
I would bring them, but like, I don't know if it would be worth bringing them. They could end up on stage with the Kings of Leon or something. Do you know what I mean?
They would love it up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they'd be biting Caleb. Do you know? Yeah. Pulling the clothes off Chapel Road.
Oh my God.
You know, throwing rocks at her. You just can't. You wouldn't. You don't know what they're going to do.
Jamie might poo on the stage.
Like, exactly. Like, the other night I woke up to Sadie screaming. Or not woke up. I heard Sadie screaming, "He's doing a poo on the floor." And I ran up the stairs and... Yes, there he was cleaning up the poo he had done on the floor of the bedroom, and he thought this was hilarious. This is the worrying thing.
It's pretty funny.
It's not pretty funny, and he had threatened to do it on Sadie's bed. Oh my God!
Do you know, you should get him a kitty litter tray.
Stop.
At least then it gets the odor. The odor gets covered up.
Oh, deterred.
We were chatting about the things that artists request for their riders, and we had a look at the ones that are going to EP.
There's such a buzz around Electric Picnic. I know some people who are heading down today. I know some of the iRadio crew are heading down today. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Keep an eye out on our socials as well at This Is iRadio. They already got a look behind the scenes on the media day.
Ooh.
It's really good. They had a performance, a private performance for the media on the main stage by Khaki Kid.
I saw that.
It's incredible. It looks brilliant. But they were all walking around with the, like, reflective jackets on, like they're on a building site. Because it was a building site, because they were building the actual site. Really, really cool. I had a schnuck behind somewhere, hidden in the toilets.
And stayed there.
Yeah, yeah. Damn right. But with some of the acts that are performing, I always love to see what the riders are for these performances, because you hear of ridiculous ones that Beyonce wants a temperature-controlled room and she wants a white room with, like, white roses and white sheets or whatever like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Beyonce's not going in it! It's other people, and I'm going to have a look at their riders. So Kings of Leon, who are one of the headliners, all right? Their rider. I did extensive research to try and find their damn rider, and it is so top secret. It is not online. It's not leaked anywhere. So unless anybody else can tell me what their rider is, Kings of Leon are not disclosing what their rider is, which makes me think that it's absolutely ridiculous and unreasonable.
Well, I know that Mariah Carey back in the day requested that her dressing room be filled with kittens, puppies and rabbits. And an attendant to dispose of her chewing gum. Like, seriously. Like, I mean, talk about what a great clean up your own bum bum.
Hey, it's Mariah Carey.
Yeah, but it's all, come on, someone to dispose of your gum. Just put it in the bin. Just take it out and put it in the bin, or spit it out.
Maybe the person had to chew it until she was ready to chew it again. Just keep it warm.
Oh, God.
It's just like a bunch of people going, I'll chew Mariah Carey's gum. Sam Fender, who's also performing at Picnic this weekend, his is an absolutely class rider. So his is a ping pong table in his dressing room.
That's okay. That's very reasonable. That's
very
fun.
Reasonable, yeah. You know? And I don't expect that he expects to take it away with him. I reckon it's just like ping pong table. It can be used by somebody else. Chaperone, one of the headliners who everybody's looking forward to seeing, apparently doesn't have a rider. Does her own costume and does her own makeup.
No.
Cutting costs.
That is a queen.
That's a cost cutter right there. Do you know what I mean? Hozier, who's also headlining, who's on literally straight after Chaperone. And there is rumours and speculation that they are going to do a track together.
Stop.
Now, when I say rumours and speculation, when we were talking yesterday out on the floor about all this, everyone's like, oh, I hope they do a tune together, because, you know, Hozier was seen singing to a Chaperone song before. And I'm like, was he? Oh, okay. You ready for Hozier's rider?
Yeah.
Potato crisps, Dairy Milk chocolate, and Barry's tea bags.
That's very twee.
It's very twee.
Very twee.
Yeah, Hozier, you need
that's
to...
That's a little bit disappointing. Yeah. You need to up your game there.
Yeah, obviously, it should be Lion's Gold Blend.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barry's tea bag. Where are you going? You're not even from Cork. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Una, I'm going to ask you now, if you were to get up on stage, would you have the right to call a rider, what would your rider be? Actually, do you know what? Yours is probably going to be gas, so I'll tell you my boring one.
Go on.
Spicy snacks, so like some kind of like jalapeno-flavoured pretzel bites, yeah?
All right, go on.
Okay. Water or Monster Punch, a fan, and one thing I want, and that is a local football jersey from wherever you tour from, which I think is a pretty good one.
Yeah, but that's kind of awkward then. Do you know what I mean? You're being a little bit Captain Awkward.
Why is that awkward?
Because I want a football jersey from the local team. There could be loads of local teams. Do you know what I mean? And you're having some poor
the closest
PA
local team
go out and... Nah.
Yeah, no. I think that's reasonable. Go
no,
on.
I think it's a little bit arsy.
What do you do? It's arsy.
Yeah. What would I have? I would just want purple snacks, sparkling water, and a couple of hot water bottles.
What do you want the hot
job
water
done
bottles for?
Because there's some, I just, they comfort me. They give me a great deal of comfort.
So are you going out on stage with these hot water bottles?
No, I'm sleeping with them. I just, yeah, while I'm gearing up, I just want to be comforted by the hot water bottles. Don't laugh at my rider.
Anything else in that rider? Oh my God.
I did not press that button. I did not press that button. I did not.
I want at least 10 lads that look like Magic Mike lighting up, please, if you wouldn't mind.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
There it is. There's a podcast. I hope you enjoyed it and you join us weekday mornings 6 till 10 a.m. on iRadio. We'll see you tomorrow morning, and make sure you hit follow, subscribe, or whatever you do, and wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for hanging out. Share it with your friends. Bye.